Time has come for Wheels and Cats. We're gonna watch all those films and have a blast. We'll see our friends and enjoy some laughs. Sit right back and just relax.
Oh, wow.
All right, welcome everybody tonight. This is the Owen Wilson Podcast. As always, Justin Jaywalk Wentworth reporting. I just recently came back from a trip from the state of Asia, United States of America, where I had a pretty good time, you know. Lots of good times. If you've never been to the state of Asia, you should look at a map. Just pull out any atlas, road atlas, anything you got. Look at a globe. It's pretty easy to find. Asia, USA. Just look for it. So here tonight to talk about the film No Escape, starring everyone's favorite Owen Wilson. And with me, as always, Snake and T. We've got Jacob Doherty. We got Tom Hunsucker. And we're going to get into it tonight, all about No Escape. It was a great film. We all had a good time watching it, and I think you'll have a good time listening to this one. So, why don't you dive in here. Fellas, take
wow,
it away.
Wow, really?
Great.
Yeah, we weren't feeling that good tonight, so we let old Texas Red here to do the intro, and I think he did a really good job.
He did.
Do you think?
Very professional.
Yeah.
Very, very, his voice was commanding, but not overwhelming.
It was assertive, but not commanding.
Exactly.
I would say not commanding,
not
but assertive.
Yeah.
You know, but
well, you know, I didn't want to scare the visitors. Of course, now I'm talking normal, but you know,
yeah.
I wanted to have a soft open, and you know, that's what I got.
Well, my friend, I think you got a little morning radio show
yeah,
host
yeah.
in you.
Yeah, you
so,
know,
I got the morning
blues I had. You
yeah.
know, and,
I mean,
and
yeah,
got to
you,
it.
You know, mm-hmm. you know, Robin Williams in that movie where he's shouting,
"Good morning, Asia, USA!" Right? Is that the movie
you
guys are talking about?
That's the one.
That's the one.
You're a film guy. You're right.
I'm a film buff.
You're washed
you
know? Up. So you know, just we're back here. We're talking Wilson, and actually, guys,
back in the den.
Guys, I gotta say, I was thinking about Owen Wilson a lot today. I knew the cast was happening tonight. I was excited for the cast, but I found myself thinking a lot about Owen Wilson, and I wasn't thinking about his silver tongue, not his wit. I wasn't thinking about his beautiful mane of hair. I was thinking about his physique. I was thinking about his body.
His bod. Yeah?
I had his bod all over my mind today.
Mm. He's the kind of guy I'd like to see in like a perfume commercial, you know, like on a soccer
yeah.
player.
Yeah.
He needs some of those deals.
What soccer player are you talking about?
The one soccer player.
The Beckham.
Yeah.
The Beckham.
Ah,
the
Beckham.
One soccer
David
player,
Beckham.
Yeah.
That man is a tour de force,
yeah.
I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Married to Posh Spice.
Oh, yeah. All those spices.
Lucky. Lucky.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was thinking about his physique. I would say that, you know, I didn't do any research on it, but I'd say he's probably a pretty physically active guy, wouldn't you guys say?
Probably. I bet you...
Anybody
yeah.
who can get shot in the shoulder and still row a boat is physically up to
that
speed.
Was, that was his movie
me.
Character.
Yeah. That was a movie character. That
but,
we, the movie we watched tonight. But I'm just saying, like, I feel like if I
you don't think
Owen
Wilson could do that in real life? Hey,
no.
hey, shut the fuck up!
All right.
Do you
all
not
right.
think Owen Wilson
he's
could do that in real life?
No, I'm sure he could. I'm sure he could do that.
All right, good.
I just have a thought. Right. I'm trying to get off my right. chest here.
All right.
You went from assertive to commanding. Tom was right. You were very commanding right now.
You did
right?
a physical bit
yeah.
to a co-host.
No one could see this.
No one could see
no,
you
he,
shove him.
No, he didn't. That wasn't a bit. He wanted to do that.
Yeah.
He wanted to strike me in my chest. Anyways... I just feel like if Owen Wilson, if I asked Owen Wilson, you know, what he was up to today, if he went for a run, I'd believe him. And I think that's all it really takes to be a physically fit guy.
Is be naturally.
My question is, if I asked Owen Wilson, how often do you dwell on the film No Escape? What do you think his answer would be? How often in a week?
In the
span of a week do you dwell on
I think
on
he'd
it?
Shrug his shoulders and go, all right, it's a paycheck.
I think he'd shrug his shoulders and say,
it's
oh,
a living.
You know, well, maybe about two times.
Two times a week,
I think about it.
You think it's
a great role. I mean, have we ever seen a role where Owen Wilson's character is really painted up as some machismo individual the way he was in No Escape?
Behind enemy lines.
Honestly.
Yeah, you got one there, but
yeah.
how many others? You
I,
know?
Think,
I, mean,
I think this
you
might
You can only
be
think on
this...
so many films when it's coming to thinking of yourself as a tough guy.
I think this might be the closest we've ever seen to real life Owen. with the family.
Well, yeah, he's not a tough guy in this movie. Don't get me wrong.
You know, but serious.
And he's not a tough guy.
He's a family man, and his bark is much worse than his bite.
Yeah. He's a sap.
I think we were seeing the real on this. I don't think we saw much acting, besides when he got shot with the... That was part of...
So you think we were looking at a raw, unadulterated Owen Wilson?
I think if Owen Wilson's family was in that type of situation, he would have reacted very similar to how he did.
Absolutely.
You guys are the authorities on Owen Wilson here. Does Owen Wilson have a family?
Is he
married?
He does.
He has children?
He's probably several, yeah.
How many kids does he have? You guys are the professionals here. I'm going to leave it to you guys. You guys know more about it than me. How many kids does he have?
I was about to look it up, but then the big city yelled out two.
It's two. He has two.
He has two kids. Has and two their kids. Names are, you guys are the professionals here.
Patricia and Anderson.
It's getting, okay. It's yeah. getting
okay. And his wife, of course, is none other than?
Sheryl Crow.
All right. Okay.
Been married a long time.
Sure. Yeah. Why not?
They have two kids together. Sharon and Anderson.
Absolutely.
As I said earlier.
I mean, you guys are the professionals here. I'm just the guest star. I can only do so much, you know?
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. You know, you work with what you have, you know? Just like a caveman made the most crude-shaped wheel out of a hunk of stone that he had with primitive tools. That's exactly what
Robert
you're doing
right Ford.
Now. What about Robert Ford?
That's his son's name.
No, that's not right. What is this, Wikipedia?
And I don't feel trust like Wikipedia. A bullet in the gun of a Robert Ford.
Finn Lindqvist.
Finn Lindqvist.
Is his second son.
Where did he give birth? In Copenhagen?
Two sons, two different moms.
That's not right. That can't be right.
You can't judge him for that.
No. I'm not saying it's not right, like, morally. I'm saying that your source is wrong. All right,
that's
I told you.
Up.
He has two daughters named Sharon and Anderson.
Is it true that Owen Wilson was a producer of As Good As It Gets? That's like a... It's so early in his career, he really had that sway that he could produce an Academy Award winning film.
We're
Jack Nicholson.
We're slowly scrolling over some of his movies.
That is surprising to me personally, but...
Oh, okay. Look at the also writer credits he's getting over here. The Royal Tenenbaums, okay, that makes sense.
Box.
Rushmore.
Archive footage haven't been released to public.
Wow, 2002, The Sweatbox. He plays himself in it. Wow.
Anyways, we're down here to get to the nitty gritty. We're here to get down to a little film that came out not too long ago that you might remember.
2015.
We might have also referenced it several times already.
Yeah. Titled No Escape. It takes place in the state of Asia, which is a small province in the United States.
Have you guys
a lot
been?
Of people don't know about
have you guys
it.
Been to the Asia?
Well,
what's everyone's experience with Asia?
I travel quite a bit, but you know, I really haven't been to the Asia part of America yet. Anybody else here been to
the
Asia
part? I hear it's the largest part.
I went on a road trip across country, but we went north and not south, so we didn't go through Asia.
Oh, you were
Asia.
North of Asia.
Yeah, we were north of Asia.
Okay.
But I
all
heard
right.
good
it's
things.
It's starting to make sense now, yeah.
I
knew if it was one
couple
person.
Locals were like, you guys got to get yourselves down, get your asses down to Asia. There's...
Yeah, no, I remember you went to, I remember you went out west a little bit ago.
Yeah,
the whole time I just said, I wonder if old Jake is going to hit Asia.
Well, I hit north of Asia, which is Azerbaijan. I went through there.
Asia Minor.
The state of Azerbaijan.
And you went through, like, I'm guessing, like, Utah or something to get through that
area, Utah,
right?
Azerbaijan, Utah. And then California.
Yeah, like, north of California is probably where that is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but you should probably look at a map yourself, because North California is just Canada.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
that's Canada
too.
Up there.
But what, I mean, everybody knows where Asia, the U.S. is.
Yeah, it's California, Asia. Asia's below California, then up above that is Canada.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's where the movie takes place, in Asia.
Well, Asia, USA. That makes perfect sense.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
So getting back to that,
mm-hmm.
We've got No Escape.
It's a movie.
2015 Owen Wilson vehicle.
Yep. Who else is in this one?
Lake Bell.
Lake Bell?
Lake Bell.
Everyone knows her.
Of course,
I mistake movies.
Remington Steele himself, a.k.a. James Bond, a.k.a. Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan is in this, and he's looking good for a man his age. I mean,
he's
aging very
good.
Well.
Real good.
I'm sick of everyone talking about George Clooney. That guy is, whew, man. He's just getting better and better.
So, the beginning of this film, we see a completely unrelated scene that has...
That's why, full disclosure here, I'm going to cut you off. this movie was a Weinstein production.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
just want to put that stamp on it, let the audience know that, you know, this was a Weinstein production. We weren't, you know, watching this to support anything.
That's true. That we gotta be upfront about it.
This guy's been up to some bad stuff.
We have to be absolutely upfront about it because Harvey Weinstein did have a good amount.
We did throw a couple bucks the Weinstein's way by watching this.
Okay, thing. Well, you know, but
we did.
I'm sure his assets are frozen.
We just pay for the subscription because
and as far for as
anybody,
I know,
any party interested, Wilson this film like is free to stream Weinstein. On Netflix. Most people in the United States
stream it.
Asia USA counts, I believe, in the jurisdiction.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
If you're in Asia, the USA, or just the traditional USA proper, Netflix is available in your region, and you can stream the film
at little or no cost.
No escape.
Yeah,
you can stream it on the Netflix.
Yeah,
I'm looking over the facts here. It's something I want to cover. This thing was a box office smash.
Was it?
It made this for $5 million. It made $54 million. It made 10 times its budget.
Well,
it's astonishing.
That's a cheap movie.
That's a really cheap movie considering what we saw.
How was that movie so cheap?
They filmed it
because
in Thailand.
They filmed it definitely on a set and definitely in Thailand.
Yeah.
Oh man,
it was probably really cheap to hire all those.
What were you gonna say?
Extras.
Extras.
Extra. Yeah. You're probably right.
I just paused a long time.
The film starts out with Owen Wilson and his family on air. Well, actually, let's preface that, because before this happens, we see completely unrelated
situation
where some foreign dignitary is assassinated in a meeting with somebody. And then it says 17 hours later, we cut to our favorite actor.
But we never, like, overlap with that 17 hours earlier. Like, it's not like they come across the room or something.
Nope.
Like, it just happened.
Doesn't really make a difference because nothing's actually getting explained throughout the whole movie. So it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't actually need to be shown.
I think you guys are being a little bit harsh on it. I found myself that I never felt confused at any point in the movie. I think they explained it fairly well.
Well, it's true. We never felt confused, but we didn't really need to be confused because there wasn't a whole lot to grasp.
Well, the guy from Asia straight out said, as to what the rebels were chanting, they said, "Americans overpowered the water company, and we don't like that." That's what they were chanting.
Well, hold on there, cowboy.
Like, okay, there's the premise.
Before you get there, it's important.
They don't like that.
It's important to point out that Owen Wilson represents this water company that is these protesters, these very violent protesters, are speaking out against.
Yeah, it's true. But still, I mean, the motives of the guys that are running around with the bandana. By the way, is it any more obvious to anyone else when you're watching the movie that the guys with the scarves and the bandanas are always the insurgents? They're always the rebels? If you have a scarf or a bandana...
What are you saying?
I'm saying anyone wearing a scarf or a bandana in a movie, especially a Weinstein production movie, I imagine, they're terrorists.
That's quite a leap. To make that assumption. Maybe they're just not...
I'm not commenting.
Maybe their faces
that.
Aren't favorable. If I had an ugly face, I'd be walking around everywhere with a scarf on.
You would not.
Bandana.
No, you would not.
Yes, I would.
If you walk around everywhere with a bandana, bandito style...
If I was ugly. If I was
talking
butt-ass ugly.
Phantom of the Opera kind of ugly.
I've never seen it.
Well, you must know what the premise is.
I thought his face burned off.
That made him ugly.
No, if my face burned off, I'd walk around telling people my face burned off. If I was ugly and I had no explanation for it.
Because that's weird, because if my face burnt off, I would also live in the rafters of an old opera house and play beautiful piano
like,
songs.
That's some backstory, but imagine if you were just born ugly. You would cover it.
Well, you know.
Alright, say you're ugly.
How ugly
No, let's do
about?
It. Let's role play. We're on the street. You're an ugly guy. I walk up. I'm just a guy. Like, man, what happened to your face?
Am I ugly or disfigured?
No, you're ugly. You're not. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You have no explanation. You just have to sit in that.
You're going to stop an ugly man on the street and go, "Oh man, what happened?"
Because he
face?
Thinks you did get disfigured. But you didn't. You're just that ugly.
I don't know. I mean,
he
I can't
thinks
picture...
you were in a fire.
Yeah.
But really, you're
but
just so
ugly. I just
so
have
ugly,
terrible skin.
He had to stop
I have
next.
Terrible skin.
Yeah. So what do you say?
Was it, oh, it's just born like this. This is just what my face looks like. I'm sorry.
I just say, what sorry, I, next time I'll cover it up. And yeah. then from then on, wear a
mask. It'll never happen again.
Okay. Wear a yeah. mask. Sorry, sir. I'm glad you pointed this out. Mm-hmm. I'll make sure this doesn't happen again. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I'm just saying that. You know, all the terrorists in this movie were wearing scarves and bandanas. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I see that a lot in these kinds of movies.
Yeah.
Especially when it's white guys versus other guys. Yeah. White guys versus other guys. Yeah.
How many people do you think had names in this movie? I'm just looking over the character list here. How many names? I'd say six.
One. Wait, two. Two. Two.
There were six.
Oh! Owen Wilson's family.
Wife.
I had to count the four people.
Pierce Brosnan and Kenny Rogers.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I did it in my head, and I said the family and the
general. Winner.
I didn't know that his wife had a name. I didn't hear it. What was it?
It doesn't matter.
Annie Dwyer.
Annie? I don't remember hearing that name at all in that movie. Annie? Do you guys remember him going, Annie?
Annie!
Annie, come here.
Don't get shot.
Ten steps. 10 steps away. What did
you never been to the state of Asia. They're pretty rough out here.
You hear that gunshot? What was it, the teddy bear scene where they dropped the teddy bear? I thought that teddy bear was going to come back.
I thought they'd come
back to that. Yeah, but Absolutely. They didn't. They just had it to...
Alright, I got another mini game. How old do you guys think Pierce Brosnan is?
In this movie?
Right
now?
Right now?
Right now? Yeah. I'm going to say he's 65.
Okay.
Maybe 63.
60. I was going to say 63, but I have to pick a different one now because you blared over me. Over under.
65.
Right. Over under.
Under?
Under?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, boy, I can't wait.
65.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
Justin is clear of the night.
I knew it was 2-0.
2-0.
Wait, what's the versus? I can't go against this kid. He's on fire.
You're 2-0 tonight. He's on fire. I can't. You better watch out, dude.
Man.
You better watch out.
I'm going to get bumped for my own show.
All right. The games will continue.
All right, later on. Because I want to talk about it's the movie that we watched. Energy. You know, we gotta keep it down a little.
I wanna bring up how I thought this was basically a zombie film that was just with unexplained angry Asian men.
Well, if you notice, it is actually very cleverly explained at the very beginning when Pierce Brosnan meets up with Owen Wilson at the bar. And keep in mind, these two men were sitting very close together on the airplane together on the way over there. When the movie first starts, Owen Wilson and his family are on an airplane headed towards Asia, USA. And Pierce Brosnan is on this plane very close to them. And then later on, he meets them at the same hotel, which seems kind of strange that they'd be staying at the same hotel. And when he goes to the bar... And Owen Wilson sees all this crazy stuff going on. Pierce Brosnan, all he says is, "Welcome to Asia."
Yep. So that's the explanation.
That's the explanation.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I guess so, but I still think that it's full explanation.
You didn't realize that was the explanation?
Well, I mean, I understand, you know, Asia, gosh, who knows what goes on over there. All right, guys? Like, really? None of us have been.
I get an Asian newspaper delivered to my house.
Yeah, I don't. I don't either.
No,
unfortunately, I'm not a rich guy, and also I'm not Asian. So,
and neither is Jack Dwyer, according to this film, because I mean, apparently, before they even get to Asia, USA, there's some civil unrest going on in this country. But for whatever reason, before moving his entire family out there, he doesn't actually look up to see if there's anything going on in the country that would maybe give him a red flag. Say, maybe this isn't the best place to move your family to.
Probably not a great move. Also, apparently he's going to move his whole family into a hotel and live there. I'm not sure on that one. Can I get a fact check on that? You looking at that? Were they going to live in the hotel? Were they going to just stay for a bit?
Yeah, that's an interesting bit as well.
They have a ton of bags when they get there. I am reading.
But they don't. I feel like if you were about to move your entire family there, you would have a place set up, ready to go. For when they move there, but they are in a hotel.
Well, I mean, we did get some good Owen Wilson bits out of this. I mean, you know, it was far and few in between, but we had the classic whisper talk.
Yep.
Little whisper talk.
I like, there's also the classic Wilson points out something ironic or funny, like where he's like, is that guy playing a Casio keyboard on a piano?
It's yeah,
like,
that was my favorite thing in the movie.
They put that in there just so Wilson can point it out.
It was like during the movie, they're just like, Wilson was just like, you guys got to give me something to work with here.
Yeah.
He's like, why not put a Casio keyboard on top of that grand piano? Like,
is that a monkey riding a duck through the through Central Park? And it's that's just in there so he can do that line.
Yeah, he just wants to point out something weird that's happening that's obviously happening right in front of him. That's when Pierce Brosnan's character said, welcome to Asia. The Casio keyboard on top of the grand piano.
Because that is that the line exemplifies
Asia. I might be mistaken, but I'm pretty sure Thailand's state flag is a Casio.
Mm-hmm.
On top of a grand piano.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure. But, I mean, that's not where this movie takes place. This movie takes place in Asia, USA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, anyways, you know, I'm going on a little...
Anything else anyone have? We have the Kenny Rogers guy.
I mean, in general, it's very vague what it is Owen Wilson does for a living.
He invented a valve.
Please don't step on my line, Stone. I'm not going to ask it again.
Oh, sorry. Let me check the script here.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see your name next to that line. That is your line.
Yeah.
Will you run it back?
Yeah, let's run it back. No. it's never really mentioned what he does. He works for some company called Cardiff. And
sounds legit.
And it's apparently a water company. Mm-hmm. And when he gets to Asia, USA, Pierce Brosnan, I believe, is the one who asks him the question. He says, asks what he does, and he said he invented some valve that could have, but did not, change something. I don't quite remember. It could have been a revolutionary valve that he made, but it was a step in the right direction, but did not quite
Justin,
the revolutionary valve that he thought it was going to be.
Sorry.
Okay.
That's not what this is. I think you're a little bit off the sights of what this movie's really about. It's not about what he's doing. It's not about where he is. All those are irrelevant in this movie. This movie is about family and protection and making sure that nothing bad happens, especially to a white family abroad.
Mm.
So that's an irrelevant question when you say, what did he do for a living? Irrelevant! It doesn't matter. That's not what the movie's about. We're not here to wonder if it is.
He was a civil engineer.
Owen Wilson is the engineer in the movie, The Engineer. No one's going to watch that. Boring. Boo! Yeah. Boo! I'm booing it. It's not even made yet.
You're ruining my picture, Wilson, but...
I'm sorry. Okay.
it was a riveting film.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I didn't see your name next to that line either. Yeah, should we go back on this one?
Yeah. We're all stepping on each other's lines today.
Okay. Well, you know. But still, I mean, my point remains valid here, you know? And you can ask yourself all day long, where was it use the bathroom in this movie? What did he do for a
Speaking
living?
Speaking of nitpicking...
What was his mother's name? I think it's about time
we have our nitpick expert on hand today for this episode.
And that corner's been awfully empty over there.
It's time to go to the nitpick corner.
You guys are putting me on the spot right here. Okay,
I should play the music.
Yeah, the song's got to come on first, yeah.
Nitpick Corner!
Starring... Justin, Texas Red Walker Wentworth.
Okay, so... most blatant thing that happened, first off, the beginning of the film... they're on the plane, traveling to Asia, USA, and it says they left from San Francisco, but Owen Wilson says it shows where they are on the map. It says there's 11 hours to go, and it shows that they left from San Francisco and they're going to Asia, and. Owen Wilson said specifically before that they had just left from Texas.
They're from Texas.
They're from Texas. And, you know, I understand, Austin. You know, Austin. I understand that, you know, there are such things as a connecting flight. But Texas is a pretty big hub for any international flights. So
that's right.
Really
you're also our plane expert.
Yeah, I'm a plane expert. It doesn't really make sense that they needed to travel to San Francisco in order to get to Southeast Asia. I mean America, Asia, USA. Excuse me. So that's my first bitch. with this movie. The second one would be... there's really no motive behind the this civil unrest going on in this country.
Blood for money. I got it right here in the synopsis.
Yeah, no, it says blood for water.
Blood for water.
Blood for water.
Again,
blood
it's still... Water. Like
water company.
It still doesn't make sense for the zombie-like mob mentality of this situation. Next was my favorite, was the Pierce Brosnan shooting a 9mm across a building.
Oh my god, I forgot someone. About that scene.
Okay, that one was...
That was... He shot...
How bad did they want us to like Pierce Brosnan in this movie?
200 yards.
At least 200 yards.
Lest we forget, he did just get shot himself, too, before he did that.
This is true.
Seconds before.
Shot in the kidney before...
I do think he took two shots. Perfect shot. He went pop, pop. But he shot a pistol in his head.
Yeah.
200 yards.
Second shot was where he hit him.
That was the only point in the film I laughed out loud.
Well, he was James Bond. Actually, James Bond didn't even do shit like that in those movies. That's just ridiculous. You guys are right.
He had a little pistol. He had a little pistol.
I'll give it to you. That was ridiculous.
Also, the very beginning of the film, when things were really starting to take a turn, there was a lot of Dutch angles, which was...
Is this still in the nitpick corner?
Yeah, we're still in the nitpick corner. I haven't finished it yet. You haven't heard the exit music yet. Have you? Have you heard the exit music
I don't
music
think
yet?
I heard it from the first episode we had you on.
No, I haven't.
I think we've always been in the nitpick corner.
So, yeah, that's really all I have to...
That's how we're going to get meta with the nitpick corner. All
right.
Well, here's some nice exit music coming up in just a second here. Born on the bayou! Born on the bayou! Born on the bayou! No, 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 ho! There we go.
There you have it.
And right. Now the nitpick corner is concluded.
Yeah. Wow, that was really good.
I just hope I remember to put the file for the music in there.
I hope they
just heard it. If you guys just heard... good music, then it's totally...
Yeah, I hope so, too.
I dropped the music clip in
just
there.
Don't fucking forget, all right?
Yeah, I'll make sure not to forget.
We have so little.
Yeah, it's such a high-quality clip. I'll just make sure I get it
in. It's a high-quality cast. Now we're out of nitpick corner. Where do we go next, boys? What's next? More movie?
Well, we can review, or we can get the final results of the quiz. Here it is. Ready for the last question?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
How many fingers am I holding up behind my back?
Oh, this one's an easy one. Let me go first because he went first.
Okay. You're in the hole. You got to score 3 points on this one.
I'm saying there's a full house back there, baby. All five, thumb included.
What do you say?
I'm going to say two.
Oh, no! My God!
It was two!
Oh, my God!
God damn it!
What a loser!
What an upset!
I broke my pen.
Technically, you're a loser in this
one. I broke my pen. Yeah. I'm so mad.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Texas Red is 3-4-3.
We have never had action like that on the podcast until now.
It's unbelievable. I don't know what to say. I mean, the kid's on
amazing
fire tonight. I didn't have
amazing
a chance.
Tell him what he's won.
Well, Justin, I will now take you back home.
Wow.
Yeah. After we're done.
I don't know what to say.
Wow, that's a car ride.
Yeah.
That's a generous gift.
We usually make our guests
take the
bus.
What kind of distance are we talking about?
We're talking in quite a bit. I mean, are we talking like straight shot? Or are we talking roads that you have to take mileage-wise?
Mileage. I'm always talking mileage.
Easily talking 20,
25. 25? Wow. Justin, what that would cost you in an Uber ride?
Too much money.
Oh, my God.
Too much money.
You want to be able to
afford
it?
I'm really grateful that I've won this prize, and I thank you, gentlemen, for allowing me to be here tonight and to compete for such a prestigious prize.
If you guys like crazy teas... fantastic, fun quizzes. Make sure to let us know so we can have more in the future.
Yeah, please. Someone send us an email about it or something.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. Also, if you were playing along at home, let me know what you guys chose.
Probably did better than me.
Maybe.
I'm fucking got goose egg over here.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
So I think now we can rate the film. We can start with someone else because I have not done that yet.
All right.
I'll give a little spiel of how we rate the movies. We rate the films on a metric of 3. We have the quality of the Wilson. We have the quality of the film and the rewatchability of the film. Then we mash all those together, not using any math, and come up with an overall score. Why don't we lead off with whichever one wants to go first?
Well, you're the big winner tonight. Why don't you fucking just do it then, since you're so, you know, great at everything that you do.
I will.
Quality Show me up on this one, too.
Quality of film, I gave it a 3, because this movie is the pits. We never really found out where exactly they are in this film, so we just said Asia, USA. Apparently they're only, quote, miles to the Vietnamese border, so which narrows it down to them either being in Laos or Cambodia.
Yeah, I even looked it up. It says in unnamed Southeast
Asian country. Unnamed Southeast Asian country. Yeah. It's pretty sure it's Cambodia or Laos, mm-hmm. but...
They filmed it in Thai. I'm sure. Thailand.
But the fact that they don't really say that kind of, like, diminishes it a bit. But that doesn't have too much to do with
the quality
of the film.
Well, they didn't want to be harsh on one country, I guess.
I suppose so. But in general, the quality of the film's a 3, because it was pretty dumb. Quality of Wilson, I give it a 7, because it really fires on all cylinders here with what we come to expect in a Wilson film. Like, as you fellas said earlier, it's got your classic, it's got the Whisper Wilson, which everybody loves, trademark.
Yeah.
It's got the Wow Wilson, you know, oh, wow.
You know,
he always has to
there.
Say that, you know, he said it once in the film, and that's that got that out of the way.
It could be in the compilation now that everyone's using the Ryder coattails.
Yeah. He did that thing where, you know, he brushes his pants a bit when he's speaking. You know, the brush of the pants.
Oh, yeah. That's a classic one.
He did that. So, really, you know, it covered all the bases as far as quality of Wilson goes. And his character went a little above and beyond what I'm usually looking for. So, you know, I gave him a 7. Gave him a 7 for quality Wilson.
Yeah.
Quality of rewatchability, in general, not a very good movie, but for the first watch, I gave it 4.5. It wasn't terribly boring, but, you know, it was not something I'd probably watch again. So 4.5 seemed correct. So you narrow that down, you get yourself...
You're tough but fair.
Don't do any math.
We're looking at about 4.8.
Nice.
Seems like he didn't do much math. I like that.
Yeah. I like that.
All right, that's cool. 4.8.
4.8.
That's our specific. First 0.8 ever. Yeah.
Usually we do it in 0.5 increments.
Yeah.
There we go. 4.8 from Texas Red. And, Jacob?
Oh, wow. Thank you. Okay, so kick things off here. Quality film.
We're not kicking things off because I kicked things off.
Well, you wrapped it up and then I'm re-kicking it off.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Sure. So, you know, because you did such a great job with it. You're so good at everything. You're doing great. You're really outshining everyone tonight. Anyways, quality of film, I gave that a 4 because, you know, I didn't particularly find myself interested in anything at any point in the movie as we were watching it. Mm. I wasn't like, what's going to happen next? Mm-hmm. I felt, you know, pretty secure in how I thought it was going to go, and it happened that way. But, you know, it's...
Wasn't a complete dead fish.
No, it wasn't. It was lively enough. You know, yeah. I didn't fall asleep watching it, so that's cool.
The numbers, but yeah, it was...
Yeah,
it was
you know, watchability, I gave it 3 because it was just too sappy for my taste. I fucking hate sappy movies. I hate kids in movies with parents being all sappy, and there was too many, like, lovey-dovey breaks. It just, the whole thing was holding you to her for, like, half the movie. It was really kind of weird. I feel like I, like, shouldn't have been watching it. I was just like, should I leave him alone? Is this, like, private time now? Mm. Like, kind of voyeuristic, you know, like, a little weird. But maybe that's just me. Outside of that, for Quality Wilson, I don't know. I don't have a rating for Quality Wilson, to be honest.
Okay.
It's the first time ever I put 3 question marks down. I don't know. Because in one hand, you know, I got the Wilson I wanted, and he looked great doing everything that he did.
Okay.
And he's a family man in it. But, like, I'm confused. I'm very confused.
So,
I don't know how to process
5?
It. No!
Everyone knows you give a 5 to the thing you're confused about.
No, not me. I don't do that. I put 3 question marks. Read
all right.
it. Read
yeah,
it in a week.
We
3
know
question
what it means,
marks.
Though. We
yeah.
know what it means.
I don't know. I really don't know how to rate 5. Wilson on this one.
It means a 5.
In perspective to, I haven't seen a Wilson like this. I got to process this Wilson.
Sure.
Maybe next time. Not in the next cast, I'll give you a definite
number.
Well,
just average in those 3 question marks. What do you got?
I'm not allowed to do math, even with the question marks?
Nope.
Oh, boy.
What's your gut feeling overall?
My gut feeling with the 3 question marks? I'm going to give it a 2 question marks.
Nice. Solid 2 yeah. question marks. Mm-hmm. All right.
2 question marks, 1 exclamation point.
Yeah. Well, that gives it kind of like the ho!
Yeah.
Feeling towards the end of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let me get into mine here.
Yep.
Quiet of the film. Yeah, like we were all... I'll just reiterate the same thing. No, the writing was a little lazy and Dutch angles.
Writing was a lot of lazy.
Yeah, I gave it a 3. But it's still a movie. It's not, like, egregious. It's not, like, I guess that parts are bad. I'm still giving it a 3.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen worse. Quality of the Wilson, I give him a 5. Because same thing you were saying, except I put a number on it. But like I was saying earlier, I think this is the closest to real life Wilson we've gotten. This is what real Wilson is like, not in the movies. You know, I feel like we're actually watching the man, not a character.
Good point.
A good family man with two daughters and...
lover of Valve's.
Maybe a wife or a longtime girlfriend. I don't know much about his personal life. But yeah, I feel like we're watching that guy.
Yeah.
It's a little weird, but I think if we got more of it in the future, the score could get bumped up a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
We're watching the man, not the character. So, 5 on that. And rewatchability, I gave it a 3. It's not terrible. It went by. I would never need to watch this again. It's not like I'd ever yearn to watch this again. So I gave it a 3. Overall, I give it a 4. It's not the worst movie we watched. Not the best. Also not the middlest.
He threw two little kids lower off the roof. Middle.
Yeah. He did, which is great.
That's great. Yeah, you don't see that enough in movies.
No.
Yeah. I think we really played that down. I think that should have been a
big... That was the most important part. We did not talk about that
at all. It was in slow motion the entire time.
I specifically remember when this movie came out in theaters, the trailer was...
Yeah.
The selling point of the film was him throwing his daughters off a roof for his wife to catch him... We really didn't play this one enough, and I hope everybody has listened up until this part, because it's the most important and pivotal moment of the entire film, that he throws his daughters off of the ledge, because it really...
In Asia.
In Asia, USA, because it really encapsulates a man who is pushed to his limit, and he will do anything to ensure his survival, and the survival of the ones he loves.
His gene seed.
The survival of his family.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was the reason I wanted to see the film. When it was coming out in theaters, I said,
saw the same trailers.
This guy cares for his family.
Anything. He's
throwing his children off rooftops.
If you love them, let them go.
And I'm going to go and see this, but for whatever reason...
That rooftop could have been another 5 feet further, and he still would have thrown them.
Yeah. There could have been no other rooftop to throw them to.
I'd also like to point out, I know we're out of the nitpick corner, but I need to go back in for just a minute, if I may. If I may. When his wife...
You can do whatever the fuck you want. When his wife, obviously. When
his wife is the first one to jump.
He won the tournament.
Across to the building. And I noticed that it bloodies up her knees pretty bad. But when Owen jumps, nothing. Just dust. A cloud of dust.
Puffs up. He's a man. She softened the...
Yeah, the roof up. She softened the roof up.
She meat tenderized the roof up. Yeah.
But the children being thrown off the roof is definitely the highlight of the film.
Yeah, definitely at least watch that.
I'm still sticking to the Cassio on top of the grand piano. If I made the trailer, it would have been that. And then, like, maybe the introduction of that Kenny Rogers character, and that would have been the whole trailer.
Mine would have been the final part where they're crossing into Vietnam and the Vietnamese are freaking out. Yeah. And then they cross over and they're just like, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Vietnamese are aiming their weapons at them before they cross the border.
Stop! You do not have permission to enter Vietnam! They turn on lights out of nowhere and hit the lights.
How did they know they were German? Why were they yelling English to them?
The first language they chose to speak to them in was English, despite being in Asia, USA. Yeah. And they aim guns at them. They've also got guns being aimed at them from across the pond from
lots
the insurgents.
Of guns in this movie.
The insurgents are aiming their guns at them.
Yeah. They end up being pretty bummed.
Yeah, they have to leave with their tails between their legs. Yeah,
they only killed 2,500 people, not 2,504.
Yeah. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can kill 2,500 people, but if you don't get the last four...
It was all for naught.
Everyone remembers the last four you don't kill.
Yeah.
Ultimately, nobody really remembers the first 2,500.
Yeah.
What Tom was saying earlier, it really is just a zombie movie without... They couldn't attach a good motive.
Instead of disease, it was just good old fashioned.
So
you know?
Instead of being a zombie outbreak, they just gave them a meaningless riot.
Yeah.
They should have just redid this as like you ever see that movie The Crazies? Yeah.
Is that a cartoony animated movie?
Just, they're not zombies, but they're people where something goes wrong in their head and they have to kill viciously. It's literally this.
Sounds like they act a lot like the people in the movie.
Watch this.
Well, we're gearing up for Pitch of Wilson.
We'll go into it, and I'll just pull up the crazies and watch the entire film.
Okay. Well, anyways, I hear we're going to go into our classic Picture Wilson, or Pitch of Wilson, because our old buddy over here, Top Dog, has said that he's got a pretty good one written up. But if you need time to prepare, I could do mine first.
You do.
Yeah, we'll do ours. First. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll go first. You know, this movie got me thinking. I got in my own head. I was thinking for a bit in this movie, and I would like to see a sequel to this film, No Escape 2.
Okay.
Where,
okay.
You know, at the end they escape into Vietnam, they cross the border, and they're all relieved. And we don't really know where they go to after that, except for a hospital bed, which I assume is in Vietnam.
Okay, so cut to hospital bed.
Yep, cut to hospital bed. Same thing happens again, but in Vietnam.
They have to escape the hospital.
Yeah, then they have to escape the hospital.
Same thing.
Which also seems like there's no escape.
But so it turns out there's one specific escape.
So it's kind of like Aliens, the sequel to Alien. Maybe you should call it, the sequel would be called No Escapes.
Yes, No Escapes would be nice.
Plural Escapes.
Yeah. No Escapes.
Who are the bad guys in this one? They're just rebels again, or...?
Yeah, they more could be insurgents. They're not going to be the same people from Asia.
They've just got a different axe to grind here.
Yeah, they got a different axe to grind here. Issue. And also, it just so happens that they somehow know who Owen Wilson is again and really need to kill him.
Who's the extra white guy that helps him along that dies before they get out?
Well, we already got Brosnan. Pierce Brosnan is he's done.
Kurt Russell.
So it'll have to be like a Kurt Russell. I don't think it'll have to be a Kurt Russell. We can go with someone
there's
else.
Maybe there's
here.
A crossover, and it's Snake Plissken. Is the guy
that would be really cool? But I'm kind of thinking,
and it turns into more of a fan fiction piece at that point because there's so many fans of this.
You're
film.
Taking my movie and you're running with it, and I'm
sorry.
I know a good idea
when I hear it. Okay,
I'm gonna ask you to stop right now. All right, I don't want whatever the fuck you said. I want the same movie but rehashed again. I want the same fucking thing. Rehashed again in Vietnam.
How do they get out of it?
It's going to be Jason Statham that helps him out this time. Okay. He's a younger guy, but he was doing pretty much the same thing Pierce Brosnan. It's the same movie. Mm-hmm. It's really the same movie.
So they escape to another country?
No, the same one that they came from in the first one because things cool down over there.
They go back to unnamed country.
To Asia.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So they just go back to that.
What's
other
the name of it? No Escape 2?
No Escapes 2. All right.
No but Escapes.
No, it's still 2 afterwards. I still want the 2.
T-O-O.
Yeah. No Escapes 2. All
right.
Yeah.
Tom?
Starring Owen Wilson. A Weinstein production.
Well, cut to Owen Wilson, his wife, his two kids. They are in a military base. They've just been rescued from a volatile Vietnamese country.
Okay.
Where, Asia, USA.
Where, I like this.
Where rebels have broken out.
A Vietnamese country.
And they had to find the one escape route out of the country.
Yeah.
They're now in a military base, except World War III happens.
Ooh.
Whoa.
And they have to get out of that country. Except.
But all the countries are at war.
Except. Yeah, every country they
go
to.
So there really is no escape.
They have to keep getting out of.
I think that would be a good idea for the sequel.
No Escape Infinity.
I might have pitched a TV.
No Escape Requiem.
A miniseries.
Yeah.
No Escape Requiem.
Yeah,
there we go.
We might have to novelize this story at this point.
Well, we'll never end. We'll have to go chronologically through every country.
Yeah. This will be like the Animorphs. It will just like, there'll be books to. Beyond books of like
every book's
or
a new
Goosebumps.
Every book's a new country.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Or a new state.
Just call it No Escapes, Infinity, The Requiem, and then the name of the country.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love it. I just love trademark on this, all of this. Trademark.
Also drop whatever name Jack Hammond and Owen Wilson's name in it, it's just Owen Wilson, right?
Yep.
And then his real family.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I'm down. I'm on board.
Yep.
I like that.
I really want to hear this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Justin has a real big phone.
So
he's looking at it right now.
My turn as far as Pitches Wilson goes. So here we go. The film is it's not as dark as yours. It's not a sequel to this film. It's completely different. It's more the speed of Owen Wilson, what he's usually used to.
Okay.
Okay, so
that's a lot of text. I just looked down at his phone.
It's a big phone. There's a lot of screen.
All right. Let me get comfortable.
All right, here we go. Owen Wilson stars as the owner of a fried chicken restaurant called Ducky's in the small suburban town of Ricketts, Iowa, that is about to be featured in an episode of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, hosted by Guy Fieri. And the town tries desperately to make the town of Ricketts look more appealing to the Food Network so that they can see a boom in tourism. Owen Wilson plays the grief-stricken owner slash manager of Ducky's, who has just been left in charge after his father, the previous owner of Ducky's, had died only a week before. The grief mainly stems, other than his dad being dead, from his father being buried with the recipe for the seasoning that makes the kickin' chicken and the slammin' salmon. So it makes this restaurant so popular, that recipe, you know? So it's really the lifeblood of Ducky's. And Guy Fieri is about to be here in no time, in only a day. And Owen Wilson is scrambling to try and figure out the recipe.
Ooh, because this sounds like a pickle.
He was never taught the recipe because he just wasn't trusted by his father. So Owen Wilson, you know, he's scrambling to find the recipe before Guy shows up. Meanwhile, the townsfolk of Ricketts, Iowa, is in a hurry to make repairs and dress up Ricketts to prove that they're not just a bunch of pig farmers and backwater hicks. Ned Beatty co-stars as the mayor of this town, and his character is not unlike Boss Hogg. Sean William Scott, Anthony Anderson, Barbara Hershey, Wilford Brimley, and Liv Tyler are also casted. Peter Travers of Rolling Stone says it's sure to be a deliciously good time. It is. There it is.
All right.
Any questions on it?
Does he end up digging up his father to get the recipe?
Absolutely. Him okay. And Sean William Scott. Sean William Scott, I've got a good mind here. Yeah. He's the best friend of Owen Wilson's character, and same with Anthony Anderson. And there's definitely a Caper-esque scene where the three individuals go to the graveyard to
dig him up. Who's the sheriff that catches him?
Hugh Jackman.
Well, you had Wilford Brimley already. I would have thought that would have been pretty
good. No, Wilford Brimley's one of the townsfolk.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Right. It takes place in Iowa.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. Hugh Jackman, huh?
Hugh Jackman. All right, sure.
Was that a list of celebrities from Iowa by any chance?
No.
Just a random list
Hugh
of
Jackman's
celebrities
from Australia, Tom, I'll have you know.
All right.
But that's my pitch of Wilson, and I titled the film Chickenland.
Chickenland.
Chickenland, that's a good one.
Chickenland.
Yeah. Well, like I said, you put a lot of thought into it, and you actually, did. If there was
in
a trailer
fact, I have
for
no
movie,
questions for it.
I would absolutely go see that movie.
Who wouldn't?
I mean, I'd have to because Owen Wilson's in it, but also I would be like, yeah, that looks like it's going
to
be funny.
Contractually, we would have to go see
Ducky's. That's a great name for a restaurant that serves Ducky's. Fried chicken and slamming salmon.
Slamming salmon and the kicking chicken. Courtesy of Ducky's. But, you know, Owen Wilson, you know, he's the manager. He wasn't taught the recipe, and he forgot the recipe. So,
man, you really should consider going into being an idea man for Hollywood.
Maybe that I was should. Great. I don't know.
I mean, you won it all tonight, but, I mean, why not go further? What are you going? What are you doing right now?
Well, I was queuing up so I could say what the next episode's going to be.
Oh, okay, yeah. But
We're basically at the end here. We can go over our little plugs here. We have the website snakeandtea.com. Make sure you go to that. We have articles being posted there now.
Yeah,
daily.
It's getting hot up there. We got some new shit coming out all the time. So you're gonna want to hop on there. We got right on the homepage. You can see links to what's new.
Yep, and check it out. We got the Instagrams, the Facebooks. I assume.
Yep. That's going. I got a new poll up there. You got to answer the question I posed.
What's the poll this week?
Well, I kind of want people to visit so they can find out.
I don't have Facebook.
It's really good. It's really good. I'll tell you in private afterwards. Right. It's a really good poll. Get up there and vote. It's a great poll. Fabulous prizes.
We have our
only
email.
Six movies left, folks.
Snakeandtea@gmail.com. Plus, you know, I can't wait till we caught up and we get to go to the movies every time an Owen Wilson movie
actually,
comes
yeah,
out.
That should be nice.
That sounds fun.
Like this one here, Dolphins TBA.
Oh, man. I hope we're caught up to that by the time it hits.
He plays himself in it. We got to find out where to view that. But, yeah, we only got six movies left, guys. I mean, whoa, holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
Let's do this. I'm excited now.
Yeah. Well, Justin, you want to tell the people
any plugs? You got a
I got a new Instagram out for all those parties that are interested. If you're ever interested in looking at pictures of people falling asleep at the airport, visit my new Instagram at LAX_numeral2_ZZZ. That is LAX2ZZZ.
I'll put the link in the show notes.
Yeah, why not?
In there. It's good stuff. He takes the pictures himself. He works at the airport. So it's good. It's a good time.
Oh yeah.
Get right in there.
Real good time.
All right.
Check it out.
Well, you know, thanks for listening, and once again, you have been listening to the Owen Wilson Cast, and we hope you have a wonderful, splendid week or two.
Email us, and we'll give you $10.
Email. But he said, leave me alone.